Says Daf Tzadi Dalal. We got to the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. Then we just lost him. Then we lost him here. Call him. Okay. Anyways, so if he calls back, I'll answer. So the Gemara says now, Minahani Mila, how do I know this is the case? That all the, no matter different types of begadim that the blood falls on, here he's calling in. Okay. Accept. Andy, you're in. Okay. So Minahani Mila, the Tanner Abanan, Beged, Ein Li Ela Beged. So the Pazik says that the dam falls on the Beged, so you have to wash it. How do I know Ein Li Ela Beged, Minahani Abbas, or Mishuhushat, even the skin, if it's been skinned? Tamalomar, Asha Yizer, Alava. Even that includes other things. It's an unnecessary phrase. Ala beged sheyiza aleha tichabes, including even other even skin that's been skinned. So then it says yachal shani marbe or ad shelo hufshat. Maybe you would even include if it falls on the skin of the animal before it's been removed. Tamalomer beged has to be a beged. Ma beged haroy lekabel tuma af kol haroy lekabel tuma has to be something that it can in theory receive. Tuma divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If it's connected to the animal, it cannot be made into a keli. But if it's once it's skinned, it can be made into a keli. That's divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Omer beged ein li ela beged. Minayin l'rabos sak, which is some type of material. It's from the like a goat material. V'chol mina megadim. How do I know to include all other types of cloths and materials? Tamalomer asher le tichabes to include other materials. Yachol shani mar beor mishuhuvsha may. One may think even to include if the skin's been removed, that would also require kibbutz against Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Hamlomer beged, ma beged Divrei Makabel Tuma af kol Divrei Makabel Tuma has to be now in a state right now that it can receive Tuma. Meaning the skin, once it's been removed, until it becomes a keli, it's not Makabel Tuma. It's a roi lekabel tuma if you make it into a keli, but it's not yet made into a keli. So the Gemara explains that's an nafka mina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. My benayu, Amar Abaye, matlis p'chusa mishalosh ika benayu. Matlis, a little piece of cloth that's less than 3x3. In order for it to be chayim, normally it has to be 3x3, what is it, 3x3 etzbos, I think, right? Fingers. So now if it's less than 3x3, it's not roi lekabel tuma. But if you're machshavit, if you want to say, I want to be machshavit, I want to make this into something that's roi, so you can. So the Gemara explains, Madam roi, hanami roi. If all has to be is roi, it is roi. If I decide to make it into a kli, a keli, it works. But the bai chashav Allah, I could think about it and have machshava. The madam or davar makabel tuma, but right now, less than three, since I did it, I wasn't machshavit, in the current state, it's not Mikabel Tuma. And that's an afkamin. Whether it's Roy the Kabel Tuma or it actually can be right now be Mikabel Tuma. That's the machlokas, the afkamin between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along now a different opinion, a different afkamin, Rava. Rava Amar Beged Shechishav Aleh Litzora. You have a cloth that you had machshava to color on, to make designs. So even though right now it really is a keli, but once you're machshav to do additional stuff to it, it's no longer considered complete yet. It's not a keli. So now, Ika Benayu, Mandam Roy, Hanami Roy, right now this is Roy, it's potentially fit. Dibai Mavtulay Mlamach Shavasa. You could say, you know what, I don't want to make any designs on it, it's now complete. So to Roy, if I do that, there's potential. But Mandam Davar Makabel Tuma, Hashta Mi Allah Bas Kibula Tumahi. If you think that has to be right now, Makabel Tuma, well, it's not. But since my current Machshava is that I want to make a design on it, so therefore the Keli isn't complete yet, so right now it's not Makabel Tuma. So there's a different afkamina brought down by Rava. And Rava says again, others say differently, this is someone Ika de Amri, some say it's Ravina. So there's a third afkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, that's as follows. Utva de Chashvala Lekatza. What's Utva? Says Rashi around 20 narrow lines down or so. Utva Shtiach Lechel Alav O Leshaki Velav. Some type of mat to lie down on, to eat on. So Rashi explains further, Ruban min ha'or, v'yesh she'osim min ha'beged. So most of it comes from a cloth. V'kai malon shimchishav alav le'otva ein tzach kitsua. If you have in mind to use it as this, as this mat, you don't have to do any further actions to it. So now I machshava, I want to use this hide to lie down on. So the Gemara says, Ika benayu, that's the Ika benayu. Why? Man d'dama roi hanami ru'uya. This is Rui, it's potential to become Tame, because I want to think about it to make it an Utsva. But Mandam Davar Makabotuma Hala Makabotuma Ad Mixale. So it doesn't become fit for this man until I actually do some type of cutting on it, so it still needs a Maisa. So since the ma'isa isn't done there, it's roy to do the ma'isa, but hashtag right now, it's the ma'isa hadn't been done, and hashtag it's not makabel tuma, and this would be a third nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Gemara now says v'hatanya b'nichusa as a support. The Braisa says that Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer utzva shechishav ala lekata tahora ad shiktiana. That the clear Braisa says that if a person has in mind to make this leather into some type of table or a cloth to lie down on a mat, it's not tameh until you actually do the cutting off, the measuring of this leather. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Ein Ton Kibbutz. It doesn't require a kibbutz. What was the Mishnah saying? That it only requires the makom dam, only where the blood fell, but any other area does not require any kibbutz. So, Menahan Emila, how do I know only the makom dam requires a kibbutz? The Tanur Rabban in the Braisa tells us, Yachol Nitaz Al Miktas Beged Yikola Beged Ton Kibbutz. One may think if a blood squirts in a little bit, the entire Beged requires washing. Tamalomar Asher Yiza lo marti decha ela makom dam bilvad. Asher Yiza, that place, that makom where the blood fell on, not the entire beggar. So that's the gzeres hakasuf. So then the Gemara says davar sheroy lekabel tuma. Only an item that's roy, that's not mekabel but roy, fit to that stomach Rabbi Huda. That's like Rabbi Huda that you need roy. You don't need actually mekabel tuma. And roy lekibus has to also be, we said there are a few qualifications of what requires kibbutz. One of them was roy lekibbutz, you have to be able to launder it. Lima'ute kli debar gridahu. A kli, a utensil, a pot, let's say. You can't wash a pot, you don't scrub it out. Washing means you have cloth. This is made of metal of some sort that you scratch, you scrape out, and therefore there's no requirement of kibbutz when it comes to a keli. Echad habeged, echad hasak. The Mishnah listed different types of materials. So one of the materials listed, the Mishnah had said, Echad beged, echad sak, echad haor. Beged is just regular cloth. I don't know if it means wool necessarily. But sackcloth? Yeah.
No, the first one.
No, beged? Yeah, beged is cloth. Yeah. Right. Sak, Rashi says, Menuta shel izim, some type of wool from the goats. And then or is leather. So one of the things listed in the Mishnah is or. Or requires kibbutz. So it falls on the skin, you have to wash the skin. So Gemara says, Lameimer, is this to suggest the or bar kibbutzu? That leather, I only mean skin while on the body, but when it's off the body, if you use it, I don't know, you made a canteen out of leather, let's say. So it falls on the leather, you have to scrub it out, you have to wash it out. So that really is an or subject to washing? We're many. They ask a question from a braisa. Hayisa lava lashleshes. What's lashleshes? So if you take a look at Tosas on the bottom here, very short Tosas, lashleshes is perish baruch tsoas tarnagolim. The tso, the excrement of chickens, anything dirty. So hayisa lava lashleshes mekancha bismartut. You just wipe it down with a cloth of some sort of rag. It's referring to it falls on the Rashi says. If you take a look at Rashi, hayisa alav lashleshes b'masecha shabbos tenanla. If you have on a pillow some spit, saliva, you could just wipe it off with a rag. You don't pour water over it. It's called whitening. It's called, that's laundering. You can't do that in Shabbos with water. If it's on something with leather, you can pour water on leather. The water, until the water just falls off the leather, or maybe it gets absorbed in the leather. You can't scrub it off the leather, but you could certainly pour the water. But we see from this, says Rashi, the fact that we allow you Behilchos Shabbos to put water on the leather clearly indicates there's no kibbutz by leather. How come the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Tadi Gimel and Bey says that there is a problem of, or not a problem, but there is kibbutz by leather, meaning if blood falls on leather, you have to do kibbutz. So is there kibbutz or is there not kibbutz? We say there is kibbutz by kachim, but we're saying there is no problem of kibbutz by Hilchos Shabbos, meaning you may pour water on leather. So what's the psak? So the Gemara says, again, Haisa Lav Lashlash is Mekancha Mismartit. You could pour water on it, and there's no problem of kibbutz, because the leather isn't subject to kibbutz. Amar Bai, Bai says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction, it's really a machlokas here. Harabanan ha'acherim, the Tani, the Bai, tells us that beged v'asak mechabso akli va'or megaro. If there's blood that falls on a beged or a sock, you wash it with water. If it falls on a kli or on leather, you just scrape it off, meaning there's no Indian of kibbutz by or. But acherim omrim habeged vasak viha or mechabso vakli megaro. So everyone agrees beged sak is subject to kibus. Everyone also agrees that kli is not subject to kibus. It's subject to gorer. When it comes to or, that's machlokas. Rabbanan think or is like the kli. There is no kibus. Acherim think that or is more like cloth than beged. It is subject to kibus. So it's a machlokas tanaim, which ends up being one holds like the mishnah zvachim is like the opinion of acherim, and the mishnah in Shabbos is like the opinion of the Rabbanim. Gemara now wants to know, Kiman Azla, Hadama Rav Chiya Bar Asher. Who does the following statement go like? Zivnan Sagin Havi Kamina, many times he was standing in front of Kami Dirav, Vishach Shichele Misani Bimaye, and he'd be rubbing off on Shabbos, Rashi says, he'd be rubbing off some water on the shoes, on the leather shoes on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Kiman Kraban, he must have held like the Rabbanon that there is no problem of kibus on leather, and therefore it's permitted on Shabbos. So Amar Rava says, Mi'ikil man damar or labar kibusu? Would anyone suggest that or isn't subject to kibus? It has to be subject to kibus. Because the Hakshiv, the Pasuk, tells us clearly, Va'beged or shesi or erev o kol kli or asher tichabes. It says clearly, it concludes, or is subject to the lachas of kibus when it comes to kodshim. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says as follows, Kra Umasnisin birachin. The pasuk that we just brought was regarding Nigam, Rashi tells us. When it comes to the pasuk of Nigam, it comes to the Mishnah here in Maseches Zvachim. When it comes to rachin, soft leather, everyone agrees that type of soft leather is subject to kibus. Kipligi bekashin. When they argue, when it comes to machlokas achem and rabbanon, that's when the leather is very hard, and that's where the debate is. So then the Gemara says, "V'ha'ma Rav Chia Zimnin Sagin Havi Kamina Kamid Rav." We're standing and talking in front of Rav Ishach Shichilei Masani B'Maya, but Kashin Ukrabanan. So many times it was talking about he was rubbing his shoes. He must have been rubbing the Kashin. Must have been hard. The answer is it must have been hard. Kashin Ukrabanan. He passed like the hard leather, and like Rabbanan, the hard leather isn't subject to kibbutz, and that's why he was permitted. So then Hada Amar Rava, then Rava went back, retracted, and says, Lav Milsahi Damri. What I said was incorrect. Name Niki, name Lay Lakra, the Chiksivin Barachin Ksivin, Milo Askinim Bechliach Salgia Habami Medina Sayam, the Kamarachman and Nibai Kibas. Is it really true? I could say that the Pasuk is only talking about a case of Rachin. Is that really true? The Pasuk says Kli Or, any Or. Does it not include even that which is Kliach Salgia, which Rashi says is an Or Shaluk Vikasha, very smooth but hard leather? There's no indication in the Pasuk that's limited talking about Rachin. It's even talking about Kashin. And therefore, I'm going back to the beginning, that even leather that's Kashin is subject to Kibus. So how do I deal with all of this? How is it possible, then, that Rav was able to rub his shoes on Shabbos if it really even Kashin were subject to these halachas? The Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, Tzeras, Kevan de Megufa Kam Parche, Mechachale, Umashrile, Rach. No. Really, only Davarach, everyone agrees that Davarach is subject to Kibbutz, and Davar Kashin is the difficulty. And the Rav, when he rubbed his shoes on Shabbos, the Rav was the Kashin, and it was, according to Rabbanan, that's not subject to Kibbutz. But doesn't the Pasuk by Tzeras say, or? It doesn't distinguish between hard or soft. That's a unique situation, because when it comes to Tzeras, even the Tzeras is able to soften everything, because it comes from the skin, and it's moist and everything like that. It makes even that skin soft, but that's a special exception when it comes to Tzeras, including all types of leathers. So then the Gemara says the very last line, Amarava, Ikashali, Hakashali. If I've got a question, the following is going to be the question. Karim v'kisisos dirachaninu. These things, pillows and blankets and matches, all these types of things are all soft. And the tanan ha'isashel or nosin la'mayim achatichla. And you pour water on it, you're allowed to on Shabbos. There is no problem of kibbutz. So if we just said above that everyone agrees by or rachin, soft leather, it is subject to kibbutz, how then can the Mishnah say if there's a stain on the leather material of the pillows and matches, which are soft, how can you pour water? Isn't a problem of kibbutz. So Ella Amar Rava, kol kibbutz de les le kiskus lo shmei kibbutz. Any type of laundering that doesn't entail rubbing and scratching and scraping, that's not called kibbutz. Pouring water alone is not a violation of kibbutz. So then, v'ha de Amar
Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Zimnin Sagin Havik Kamina Kamidi Rav Veshachshich Ilei Mesane B'maya. He was doing it on Shabbos. He was rubbing, scraping it, shif on Shabbos. How is that permitted? So the Gemara says shich in aval kibus lo. Only a little. For scraping a little bit, I think, as opposed to scrubbing. I think that's a difference. How do you define this in English here? Shif is pouring. But the shich is a shich shich versus kibus.
Rubbing is not. Rinsing is good.
Shich is just rubbing alone?
Shich is rinsing.
Shich is rinsing.
Oh, that's rinsing, yeah?
Kibus is laundering, which is rubbing.
It's scrubbing. I thought shich shich usually is like scratching a little bit. But they're defining it as rubbing. Okay. So it's scrubbing. Shich shich is scrubbing?
No. This is just rinsing.
No, because it's shtifa. Shtifa is...
That's pouring.
Yeah.
But I would think the word shich shich means... Shich first scratches the head. Shich shich.
Right.
So okay, they're saying shich shich means pouring is fine. But he would do just pouring. He wouldn't do scraping. He wouldn't be laundering. Iberachin, kol. Either is talking about a soft, kol, ibekashin kacherim. Or even hard, kacherim, who felt that it was that it is subject to laundering, so therefore only shechshech is permitted. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Beganami, so by beget as well. Why only do we say pouring on ore is permitted? Just don't do the shifshuf, rather don't do the kibus, beget as well. I should be able to pour water on a beget as long as I don't do any of the kibus. So the Gemara says, no. By beged shriyasa kibusa. When it comes to leather, pouring water is not going to do the kibus. You have to rub it to launder leather. When it comes to beged, water alone, just the shtifas mine, that's sufficient to be considered libun, and therefore a violation. And Rava l'tame. Rava goes according to his shita in general. What's his shita in general? Rava holds on a Rava, zarak sudar l'mayim chayiv. Simply by putting a cloth in water, that's violation. You didn't do kibbutz, you didn't rub it, you didn't scrub it. Putting in the water cloth is a violation, as opposed to or requires an additional kibbutz. And Rava also says, just finishing a statement, zarak zera pishon l'mayim chayiv. A person throws some flaxseed into the water, so then he's going to be chayiv for zoreya. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand sudar avid kibas. I understand why you're throwing cloth in water. What you're chayiv, it's kibas, sure, right, by beged, that shriyasa zek kibuso, soaking in the water, that self is considered libun. Hello, is there a pish in my time? By throwing flax seeds into the water, what's the violation? I don't understand. If you're going to tell me because it's going to start growing in the water now, so flax, so throwing kernels of barley and wheat also will eventually start sprouting in the water. So why is there a pish on any different than zera chitim zera saorin? So Gemara says, hanich islay riri, so those have riri, have moisture, mucus, whatever it is, and therefore from the zera, the pishon, it begins to stick to each other, and as opposed to chita v'sora. So what's the significance of sticking together? So the Gemara just finished up before it suggests what exactly it is. Ihachi shlachim as well. What's shlachim? How do they define this?
Hides.
Rawhides, okay, like leather. Okay. Nami as well. Hasam covered lisha. So it seems to be, again, I don't quite get this. It sounds like the violation here is that ienech nami, there's some mucus or moisture that comes out of the leather, but the violation is one of lush. Lush is when you take some water and mix it in with some solids and you make it into a whole, taking dough. You need dough. You have flour and water, you put it together. So when it comes to the zarapishan, so there's kneading. The water gets mixed together with the flax seeds and it makes some type of dough and it gets kneaded together. That's a violation of lush. When it comes to leather, even though the leather might get soft and there's some moisture there, there's no kneading. That's shayach when it comes to leather, and that's why it's only shayach by zarapishan.
So we hold the maise with Rachia Barashi, right? Actually, we don't hold like him because we hold that it's Rachim, it's like Ravanan, that it's Asura, and it's Kashim, it's like Acherim, which is also you shouldn't do it.
No, I believe that you're allowed to pour water on leather if there's a, by all opinions, you can pour water,
whether
you just can't.
Soft or hard.
Yeah, that point was if you hold that soft is a violation, not hard, then you can even do kibus by hard. You can rub it, but we passing, I believe, you could pour water on leather if there's a stain, you just can't scrub.
No matter what. And,
right.
And the issue is that it doesn't absorb, is that what it is? It's
or what? I imagine it just doesn't clean well until you've scrubbed it.
Right.
If you have a leather, pour, if there's a little stain on leather, pouring water is not going to help.
On Shabbos, you can pour actually water.
Yeah, lemaisa. I believe so. Okay.
The Gemara now says, Darish Rava. Rava darshins as follows. Mutter lechabes min al b'shabes. There you go. He's straightforward here. We can see in the check in Shulchan Aruch, though. You're allowed to be mechabes, even not only pour the water, but even to scrub leather shoes on Shabbos. So Amar le Rapapa le Rava v'ha Amar Rebbe Chiyah b'ra Ashi zimnan sagin havi kamina kamidi Rava shich shuchi le mesani b'maya shich shuchi naval kibus lo. Only the pouring of water is permitted, but not the scrubbing. So Hadir Oki Rabba Amore Allah. So Rabba then appointed, they used to appoint these different speakers, and he had a guy speak for him, a guy with a nice clear voice, and he said, Darish Dvam Shemarti Lefnecham, and told him Biyadi, that which I said was incorrect. Baramakach Amar Shamru Shuch Shuch Mutter Kibus Asir. The final halach is that you're allowed to pour water over the leather, but you cannot scrub it. So then the Gemara said from the Mishnah, Kibbutz b'makom kadosh, that where does the kibbutz take place? It has to take place in the makom hamikdash. So Menachem Yemila, how do I know that's the case? The Tanna Rabbanan pasuk says tichabes b'makom kadosh. There you go, very clear pasuk. Kadosh shviyas kli charis minayin. How do I know when it comes to kli charis, if you use a kli charis to bake kachim, there's no way to extract the basar, because kli charis does not extract the basar. You have to break it. The pasuk says, minayin, how do I know? V'chli charis asher tivushabo yishaver umorak yishaver. So what do we see from here? So Rashi says, where did Rashi go? So Rashi points out that kli charis Basar Kibbutz exhibits written the very next pasuk, telling me that Makom Kadosh that applies to Kibbutz is the same thing like Kli Charis, that the Shviras Kli Charis is also in that same place in the Makom Mikdash. Mariko Shtifa Bechli Nechoshes Minayin. How do I know there's Indian Mikra Shtifa by Kli Nechoshes? Tamalomar Minayin Tamalomar Vim Bechli Nechoshes Bushla Umark Vishotav. So that Mirka Vashifa also needs to take place B'makom Kodesh. The fact that all these psukim are juxtaposed to each other, they all have the din of B'makom Kodesh. The Kvisa, the Shvira, and the Mirka Ushifa all B'makom Kodesh. The Gemara now says, Zechomer Bechata. So we said, this is the thing that makes it separates the Chatas from everything else, in that Chatas, Dam Chatas requires Kibbutz, but all the other Karbanos do not require Kibbutz. The Shuleka, this is the only thing that's different from a Chat, there's no other difference. V'ha'ika she'nichnas dama lefnaiv lefnim, or really lefnim, that bechatal she'chitzanos, she'nichnas dama lefnim psula. The lach is, if you take a dam chatas from the Azara, and you bring it into the Heichel inside, that dam becomes disqualified. And that's something that's unique to dam chatas. No other carbon is subject to that. So why do they leave that off the list? And the Gemara says, because we hold like Rabbi Akiva, that are called damim she'nichnasu leheichel lechaper psulim. So not only, even though there was a man damar in the Mishnah that only dam chatas is subject to this halacha of psul lefnim, Rabbi Akiva holds all karbanos are subject to the dam that's nichnas lefnim is also going to be possible. So that's not unique by dam chatas.
What?
Yeah, regular chatas chitonos versus chatas pnimios. So then the Gemara says, you know what's unique about a chatas?
So when we said the Aika Shenifnas Dama Lifnim, you're talking about a chatas pnimis that it went into the Kodesh HaKodesh.
No, a chatas chitonos that went into the Heichal.
Into the
Heichal. Right.
But then it comes down as a chatas chitonos.
I think we missed that line.
No, the dam the chatas chitonos that we bring inside to the heichal, it's possible. That's unique to only a chatas chitonos. It doesn't apply to any other carbon. And where it says no, Rabbi Kiva holds it applies to all carbonos, even olos and shlamim, everything else.
I think
it might be a different yourselves here in terms of lefnaiv lefnim, but in the end of the day, the halacha is that if you take a chitzonios, the way it's reading here, with if you have the girsa of lefnaiv lefnim, it's in parentheses. Uh-huh. You could break it down to two questions or one question.
Okay.
If you read the parentheses, it's ha'ika shenichnas dama lefnaiv lefnim. Why is it no? We're talking about chatos chitzonios. Chitzonios nami im nichnas dama lefnim ipsula. And that's unique to the chatas only. And where it says, behold, like Rabbi Akiva, that not only the chatas is subject to the psul of nim, all karbanos are subject to the psul of gong lefnim. So therefore, this is not unique to a chatas. So then the Gemara says, you know what's unique to a chatas, which wasn't mentioned? It's not only the fact that dam chatas requires kibbutz, shekein mechaper na chavi krisos. That the chatas is mechaper on chavi krisos, like Shabbos, 36 chatos, the krisos that the Mishnah mentions in Maseches Krisos. but no other carbon is able to be mechaper on krisus. The Gemara says mechatas the shmiasa kol is not subject to kares, and we're talking about that type of chatas. So chatas, a person violates shmias kol, so then he violates a shavu, he brings a chatas, that's not something that has a kares to it, so that's a regular avera. And therefore, that's the type of chatas we're talking about, so that the only thing unique about a chatas of shmias kol is the fact that the dam of such a chatas is ta'un kibbutz. So we're limiting which type of chatas we're referring to. Then the Gemara says, but shekein tuna arba matanos. But this chatas of shmias kol is different than any other carbon, because you have to put it on four sprinklings. Every other carbon requires either two or one. So Gemara says, ki Rabbi Yishmael damar kol damim tunin dal matanos. Rabbi Yishmael holds every carbon requires dal matanos, so therefore the chatas is not unique at all. So then the Gemara says, al dal kronos. So kol damim tunin dal matanos. Al dal kronos. Utamech ha'ika karen. But what about the karen? What did you say that?
Al dal kronos is a new question. There's another chumrah that it needs four corners.
Okay. Ultam, and we hold all the other ones require only below Achudas Sikra. Ultamech, and according to your reasoning, there's an additional difference then. The fact that it requires the Karen itself. Va'ika Karen, the Pasuk says. The Mishnah says, Ha'ika Karen, Ha'ika Etzba, Ha'ika Chuda, that you have to use a Khat that requires the finger of the Kohen, and the other Karbanos require a Keli, and you have to put the Chuda on Dafka, the edge, the corner of the Karen. All the other ones don't require on the Karen itself. So we see that there are all these differences that Chatas, in fact, does have, not just the Dam Chatas requires Kibbutz, but all these other things, the Arba Kronos, and the Karen itself, and then the Etzba, and then the Chuda. So Gemara says, you're right. There are many differences that the Chatas separates the Chatas from all other Karbanos. Ela Chad Mitre Tlasa Chumrinaka. They chose one of the many, many Chumras that the Chatas, in fact, has. Okay, let's just do this mission. We'll stop here, and we'll do the Gemara tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. The Mishnah tells us, "Beged sheyata chutz leklaim, the klaim nichnas mechabso b'makom kadosh." Let's say a beged that went to chutz and it has some dam on it, and there's a din to wash it. You have to bring it back into the azara and be mechabes it in makom kadosh. We saw the pasuk just above. Let's say nitma chutz leklaim, it went outside and then it became tameh. And we know you can't bring a davar tameh into the base of Mikdash. So what are you supposed to do now? How are you supposed to be mechabes it if you can't bring to makom kadosh? So the Mishnah says, you know what you do? Kore, you tear it, nichnas, then you bring it in, umechabes it b'makom kadosh. Why tearing? What's the good of tearing it? So Rashi says, koro, it's around five narrow lines up. Koro v'tahor mituma umutalachnisa. Because one song is no longer fit to do something, it's not a function, it's not a keli. You tear the cloth, it's too small, there's no tuma anymore, and then you can bring it in and mechabes it. Let's say klicheres sheyata chutz leklaim, the klicheres that has the requirement of shvira b'makom kodesh. You brought it outside, very simple solution, nichnas v'shovra b'makom kodesh, bring it back inside, break it in the azara. But let's say you brought it outside and it became nitmal chutz leklaim, now it's tameh, we know you can't be bring tameh things inside the azara, so same solution, nokva, make a hole to render it no longer useful, and then nichnas v'shovra b'makom kodesh, and then bring it into the makom kodesh and smash it there. And finally, the same halacha when it comes to klina choshes, that sheyatza chutz leklaim, if it left the, you have to do rika v'shtifa to klina choshes, so it left the azara, very simple solution, nichnas v'morka v'sholto. You bring it back in and you do the shtifa, rika shtifa in the makom kadosh. But let's say nitma became tameh, so same solution as the klicheres. If nitma chutz leklaim, pochso, you make a hole in it, some sort, render it to no longer useful, and nichnas morka v'shotva b'makom kadosh, and you bring it inside the azara and do the mrika u'shtifa like you're supposed to. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day.
When it goes out, the first time, why don't you break it?